scent that we hope you really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
Whoa. What's up, everybody? Good to see you. Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I guess it's better late than never. We're a few minutes late today, but we had some last-minute kind of technical issues with some audio, some video stuff, but we made a quick switch, and I think we're pretty good to go. So, appreciate you joining us. If you're watching live, let us know where you're watching from. Find the chat box nearest to you. Drop us a little chat. We are live all over the place, and today I'm going to be joined here in a few minutes with my friend, John Savidesi, to talk about the creator really, like, your just all these thoughts and ideas, and how do you manage them? Like, how do you manage this creative brain overload? And so we're gonna jump into it. Just a couple of creators, a couple of live streamers, who sometimes some stuff happens, like what today, you know, today happened, and you're like, oh, am I frazzled? What am I doing? But we're gonna keep this thing moving. We're gonna keep it running. So really appreciate you guys joining me. John's super nice dude. He's a live streamer, podcaster, comic book illustrator. He just dropped a comic book. We're gonna talk all about it. Painter, artist, all those fun things. So really appreciate it. And before we get going, be sure to hit that subscribe button or that follow button wherever you're watching us from. And also let me know what you think about my new wardrobe. This is, you know, people make fun of me because I wear a black shirt all the time. So I've been trying to mix it up. So black with some palm trees on it and a little sunset. I mean, I am in Puerto Rico, so I'm like, okay, whatever. Maybe that's cool. I'm here for like 20 one more days, okay? So I got 21 more days. I'm just going to enjoy it and wear funky-looking shirts. Not really. Just this one time. All right. So anyway, let's get into a couple segments before we bring John on. And the first segment is...
That's news to me.
Creating Daily. All right. So today's news for you is that Facebook has pod fades. I meant pod faded. I spelled that wrong. If you're watching on the screen, it's just one of those days. I do this every Monday through Friday, so you think I would be better at spelling by now than I've been doing for a long time. But anyway, so Facebook has pod faded. I don't know if you've heard about this or not, but they just announced earlier this week that just after a year of announcing that they were getting into the podcast game, now they're announcing that they are getting out of the podcast game. So we've all been... I know, all you podcasters, we've all been zucked into thinking that podcast or that Facebook actually liked podcast, but Facebook was like, meh, to-verse, and now they're just focused on the metaverse more. So to my knowledge, I believe all of those things are going away, like all of audio stuff, social audio rooms, all that kind of fun stuff. Or maybe the audio live rooms are going to be a part of their Facebook Live program. But anyway... Podcasters, I'm sorry if you're looking forward to putting your podcast on Facebook. You can no longer do that, and I believe they're doing away with the whole program by June 3rd, so we got about another month. However, I don't think their stats were very good. I think they were like 0.3% of all downloads for like the last month or last year, something crazy. I don't know. I don't really keep up with all that stuff. I don't really care about Mark Zuckerberg, but just thought you would know. Want to know. All right, here we go.
Creator highlights. No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight, once again, is brought to you by Owl App. That's OWWLL, and you can use the code BT614503 for early access and to sign up and get a $10 bonus. This is a cool, really cool app, so if you're a pro, if you're an expert, you can get on there and monetize your knowledge, get paid for your information, your knowledge, any of those, hey, I want to pick your brainers that come around and want to pick your brain, well, now they can jump on the app as advice seekers and pay you for your time, and then vice versa, if you're looking for some information, a lot of professionals and a lot of experts on there. So today's creator highlight goes to my friend Junaid Ahmed. He is a podcast host of Hacks and Hobbies. There we go. Podcast host of Hacks and Hobbies. I'll get it out. And then he's also the owner of Home Studio Mastery, which is kind of what I want to highlight. Now, he's going to come on the show June 2nd, and he's going to be joining me to talk about really creating your home studio, making it match your branding, make it when you show up, you can show up professionally. And the fun part about that episode is I'm going to be right in the middle of re- of doing my home studio again. So I'm taking all this gear and stuff, and I'm going back to North Carolina, and I have some more gear and stuff there. So I'm really excited about that. So who knows? Maybe I'll have some additional camera shots to show you guys what I'm doing for my home studio and get some tips and stuff like that from him. So, all right, I'm back. I'm not frazzled anymore. All the nerves are out. John's coming up. I got my friend John right here, and this better work. What is
hey, Billy,
going
how's
on,
it going?
John? Good, man. How
thank
are you?
Thank you very, very much for having me on the show today. Appreciate it.
Yeah, man. I'm excited, dude. You and I have connected several times throughout the last few years, really in the podcasting space. And, you know, you got the VOD squad, so you're really into live streaming and video and all that kind of fun stuff. And then I recently learned, like, you're an artist and comic book art and oil paintings and all kinds of stuff I didn't know. So I was, you know, you and I were talking the other day, actually on Facebook rooms or whatever they call it. And I was like, man, you do a lot of stuff. How in the world do you keep all that under your hat and keep it organized? So maybe, like I said earlier, maybe this is, maybe we'll figure that out, or maybe this will be a therapy session for both of us, or maybe we'll just come up with something different. But anyway,
maybe.
So man, for people who are like, who is John? Give us a little rundown, because I don't normally do this on the show, but I'd love for people to know a little bit more about you.
Sure. My name is John. I've been podcasting for just about 3 years now. And, you know, I've started multiple shows and have YouTube channels, and I'm an artist. And we just dropped our very own comic book the other day. I have my hands in so many different things, as far as creation goes, as far as podcasting and vodcasting, live streaming and art. And it's just, Billy, it's so much.
Yeah, like, man. How do you keep up with it? Do you have like a big whiteboard on your wall that says, today I'm a podcaster, tomorrow I'm a live streamer? Like, how does that work?
It's funny, because I do actually have a big whiteboard over there, but I used it maybe once, and then I just forgot about it. So, but no, I have my schedule on an app on my phone, and yeah, it's just all about scheduling your time, you know, and just setting out brackets of time for each specific topic or subject that you're talking about or that you have to work on. And you know, and it's just, it's a lot of organization. So if you're not an organized person, or maybe chaos works for you. I know for me, sometimes, you know, here in the studio, it's a mess. You know, I have cups and bowls and all my work all over my desk, and my wife yells at me, and it's just,
yeah. You know,
so it chaos can be good if that's how you keep inspired.
Yeah.
But for me, it's a little bit of a mixture of both. You know, I have to have my schedule, scheduled and then organized. And then, but in around my studio, I have things all over the place. So,
yeah. So do you feel like my wife is an artist, so she's a graphic designer. She, she like paints and stuff as like, you know, a hobby, and draws and stuff like that. And she's like just a messy person in general. Are you that way? Are you just kind of messy, or are you kind of like, I'm going to tidy up and then get messy? She's going to kill me for saying that.
Well, my wife's actually the same thing. My wife paints also. She's a watercolor painter.
Oh, so, okay. Very cool.
Yeah. So, but see, the thing is that her studio is upstairs with the kids and the rest of the family. So she's always getting bothered by the little ones. And, you know, me, I'm down here in the studio in the quiet, you know, and so she's always yelling at me. But but for me, I think it depends what I'm doing, like podcasting or vodcasting right now. You know, I cleaned up literally just behind me, what you can see. You know,
yeah.
If I'm painting,
which
is
take a closer look.
Yeah. If I'm painting, which is literally right behind me, I need to have that clean, you know, and have everything where I need it this way. Because when I am painting and creating, I like to have everything in a hand's reach, you know?
Yeah, that makes sense, man. That makes sense. I don't know that I would call myself that type of creator. I did own a screen printing business, but dude, I hated every second of like creating screens and inks and all that kind of stuff.
That's gotta be messy. Yeah.
Dude, it was pretty horrific. So, so man, so when did you like start on this creator journey? Because I mean, I don't. Once again, you're kind of odd man out here because I'm just really curious. But I don't normally ask these types of questions. I really get into like how to stuff. But when did you like? Did you wake up when you're like five and like, oh, I love to paint? Or how did that happen for you?
For me, it was always cartoons and comic books. You know, so when I was a kid, I'd try to draw what I seen on TV, or I try to draw what I seen in the books. And my mom, she was into advertising for a technology company called The Wiz. And so she was in that department, and I used to go to work with her, you know. And so I was huge into art, comics, cartoons. And at home, my mom had a drafting table. So I used to always sit at the drafting table and draw my little stuff. And yeah, as far as oil painting goes, that's just, it's something that I think that I evolved into, because, you know, comic books and drawing with pencils and inks were always my thing. But I think it was just an evolution of what I wanted to do with my art.
Okay. Gotcha, man. So you got into that. So, and that's kind of, I feel like that's how all creators are to some extent. Like we're like, you know, I started out, my first real journey in creatorship was probably, I don't know, like maybe in high school. I, you know, somebody was like, hey, can you play the guitar? And I'm like, no. And then they showed me how to play a bass guitar. And I was like, oh, that's cool. And then I learned how to play a real guitar, acoustic guitar, and then, you know, keys and all this other stuff, and maybe drums a little bit. Not a lot. I should probably take that off the list, actually. But it seems like that's kind of it. Like you get this little taste of being a creator, or being, you know, like kind of getting that creative process moving, and then you kind of move into levels of that. So you've only been podcasting and vodcasting for like 3 years. So how did that come into the mix? Like what attracted you to this part of creator?
I think that was really just me wanting to pick up another hobby and hang out with my friend, because one of my first shows was a show I did with a co-host of mine, a friend of mine.
Oh, gotcha.
And, you know, so we would literally just hang out, just shoot the breeze and talk about old times, talk about, you know, Brooklyn, New York, which is where I'm from. And, you know, and just the good old days and just movies, video games, general discussion stuff. And, you know, it was a lot of fun. You know, I was like, I go over to my friend, his name is Frank, you know, I said, hey Frank, you know, let's start a podcast. He's like, what? And I was, yeah, let's do it. You know, like I'm listening to all these people, on, you know, Apple Podcasts, and I'm loving the show. And I think I have a great idea for a format, a great idea for the way the show should go. And, you know, that's what we did. You know, first it was just audio. And then a couple of months later, we introduced a camera, and it just took off from there.
Okay. Gotcha, man. So, well, I was going to ask you, like, when you're, cause this is, you know, something I'm curious about, cause I guess my wife probably keeps me accountable, but you know, because I have a lot of ideas, man. Like, I, you know, born and bred, kind of an entrepreneur by heart, by nature. Yeah. Like, I've never wanted to go punch a time. I'll go punch a time clock if I have to, but I don't really want to do that. I want to work for myself. But oftentimes, before I moved to Puerto Rico, man, I was kind of scattered. Like, I'd be doing my t-shirt business, and then some other opportunity would come along. And like, ah, well, I'll dabble in that for a minute and still kind of do the t-shirts on the side. Do you find yourself kind of doing that as a creator, or are you focused, oh, yeah, like I'm doing illustrations for comic books and working with people, you know, as an artist, and then I'm doing podcasting as like a hobby, or how do you separate those?
Again, it comes down to organizing your time, you know, because if you want to do something wholeheartedly and at 100%, you have to dedicate time to it, because, you know, you can't split your mind saying, okay, today I have to work on comic books. I have to record a podcast. I have to edit video. I have to make social media pictures, you know, and you have to bracket your time and work on specific things all at once, to get the best effort you can, you know, because, I've noticed that, you know, I can set certain days to where, okay, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, I'll work on the comic book stuff. Tuesday and Thursday, and maybe even Saturday, I can do the podcasting stuff. So, you know, you have to realize, okay, well, if I'm going to drop a podcast on Mondays, then, you know, I can't record any later than Friday, because then I have Saturday, I have to edit and all that. So you have to get everything ready for Monday. So you just, it's about organization, you know, I think. And, you know, again, if you really, really want to make a product, to make a podcast, a show, a book, you have to devote 100% of your attention to it when you're working on it.
Okay. Yeah, man, I like that thought because, you know, I think a lot of times people, and I'm not going to say people who aren't creatives because I don't think there's like a, I don't think it's fair to say who and who is. I think everyone is creative. It just depends on like what projects, but people who tend to be real driven for one thing, I'll say it that way. They often look at my life or my wife's life and like, well, you guys should just focus on one thing, like for 40 hours a week. Like you shouldn't do anything else. And we're both, neither one of us are geared like that. So we're, you know, I'm working on this podcast, this daily show. I got a fishing show I work on. I got Amazon Live, you know, business I'm working on. I'm also coaching a few people, for lack of a better term, like helping them in their creator journey. And so, but you're right. It's, don't try to be 100%. You can't be 100% with everything all the time, but carve out that space and be 100% in that moment with that project. I like how you frame that up because, you know, oftentimes it's like, I do today, I do need to shoot this show. I do have a virtual recording I'm doing for someone else. I do have four podcasts that I need to edit and get ready to publish for my other show.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is overwhelming and it'll almost get to where, and I don't know if you're like this, man, but if I have too much to do, if I get too mental about it, I will just pause and get paralyzed and do nothing at all. Have you found, you ever find yourself like that?
Yes. That happens quite often for me because especially in the morning, like I'll be tired, you know, and I'll be like, all right, I have this, and this to do. I don't want to do any of it, but you have to, I think to get out of that, you have to think about how bad do you want it? Like for me with comic books, since I was a kid, I think every kid wants to have their own comic book. You know, they want to draw and make their own books. And for me, that was it. You know, that was the drive. I've always wanted my own book. I know I can draw. I know I have the technology here in the studio to do it. So I have to do it. Like it's just a dream come true. And that's what I did. And I built an independent comic book publisher with a partner. And we just sprouted from there. You know, we signed on other artists, we signed on other writers, and we just got our first batch of print yesterday.
Wow. And congratulations.
Thank you very much. Yeah. And we got something like 5,000 books here in the studio, and we're looking to sell them now, you know, so we're going to market. We have conventions signed up for the whole month of May all the way up to July. Wow. That we're making appearances and doing signings, and it's amazing, you know. And you know, I couldn't have done that without the structure, without the drive, you know, without saying, okay, I've wanted this since I was 5 years old, and I'm gonna make it happen. You know, the same thing with podcasting and live streaming. You know, you want your show to grow, you want it to be the best that it can be, and who knows, your show may lead into sitting down and talking with famous people or people important in an industry, and you have deadlines to make and you want sponsors, you want to monetize your show. And you know, there are a whole bunch of goals that you can set for your show that you can drive and strive to be. And you know, I think that drive should be what gets you out of those slumps.
Yeah. Man, this is good information because, you know, I love that you said that you wanted it since you're 5 years old, because I think, you know, it's easy for us to live in and I'm like this at times, like to live in a society where everything's really fast. I talked about this yesterday with Chris Vaglio a little bit. It's like everybody wants instantaneous microwavable goods. It's like, oh, just put it in the microwave. Right. Let's go. Yep. And here you are from 5 years old going, hey, I want this comic book. And literally, I love it. You got them yesterday and you're on the show today. Maybe you're, besides your own social media, maybe the first public announcement that you're, I mean, maybe, I don't know, maybe you did a live last night.
Yeah, actually it is. We went live after the show on our accounts, but this is the first announcement on your show that, you know, I'm making an appearance.
Yes. Heck yeah, man. Hold that comic book up. Give it to us. Let's talk about that thing for a minute.
All right.
Let's celebrate this. There we go. Yeah. So you did two. Hold on a second. Let me bring up full screen. So you guys launched two of these.
Well, there are, what is it? Seven titles. We have seven books, eight books, and they're all different. These are my two that I actually drew, and I wrote this one.
Wow.
This one. I wrote this one, and I drew it, and I lettered it, and I colored it. The books are legit. Like, it feels like...
Dude, that's sick, man.
It feels like a legit comic book from a big-time publisher. And they're amazing. You know, I'm the chief creative officer of the company of Legacy Comics. And, you know, it was my job to, you know, scout for artists. It's my job to, I actually had to letter each and every issue of the books that we put out. So all the lettering was done by me, all the bubbles, the speech bubbles and everything. You know, and I laid out the books. I laid out every single one of them in Adobe InDesign and sent them out to the printer, looked at proofs. You know, it's a whole big process. And it was such a dream come true. It really was.
Dude, that is awesome, man. So did you guys order all seven of those at the same time, or are those different projects, but this is your first, like, solo, like, hey, front to back, I did it all?
No, we ordered all the books. All
You dropped the whole project, the whole thing.
Everything. We got all everything.
Dude, that's incredible, man. I did not know that. I thought it was one single book. That's what I thought it was. That is so sick, dude. Congratulations, man.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. So how do people buy them? Are they online yet? Are you working on that?
I threw them up online this morning. They're at legacycomics.com.
Legacycomics.com. All right. So...
comix.com.
All right. So you're gonna send me that link after here. I'm gonna make sure it's in the show notes. And anybody wants to go buy one, go do that. And so, man, here's the thing. I'm in Puerto Rico. If I buy one, can you kind of hold it for me and ship it to me later when I get back in a few weeks? Okay, absolutely. Cool. All right, cool. Because that's awesome, dude. I want to support, you know, what you're doing.
Thanks, check it out, man.
I think that's super dope. And are they digital as well, or are they just physical copies?
They're digital as well. We just got the physicals in yesterday, but they've been digital for, I want to say, about the past month.
Okay.
And they're available on Amazon and soon to be Barnes & Noble.
Dude, congrats, man. That's so sick, man. I know. Yeah. Like, we connected over podcasting and live streaming, and I don't know jack about art or comic books, but I'm like, I just love it, dude. I love to see people win. And, you know, that's a part of this show too, is like celebrating creators and different forms and fashions, and, you know, we're all multi-hyphen, I believe, to some degree. And so that's pretty awesome, man. So with your projects, with your art or with your podcast, I mean, you can kind of pick one or both. Are you giving yourself hard timelines, or are you letting this thing kind of take its own life form and work through the process?
I guess that depends on what you're working on. You know, because for a podcast, you know, if you're working on episodes and you have deadlines, you know, you week after week, unless you're the type of person that records a bunch of episodes all at once, and then you can just slowly leak them out, you know, week after week. But as far as the comics and the art goes, you know, that's strictly deadline driven. You know, there are deadlines. We have a bunch of stuff going on that are time sensitive. So suffice it to say, my day is fairly scheduled out, where in the morning I get up and, you know, I check my emails and I go through all my Legacy Comics stuff that I need to get done for the day. I like to do the most important things in the morning, get those done, get those out of the way. And then the rest of the day is just going down the list of things I have to do that come up. And then occasionally an occasional emergency, you know, whatever emergency stuff comes up, that needs my attention, I take care of.
So man, in your creative process, are you like, I always find this pretty interesting, and my wife is notorious for what I'm about to ask you, but are you writing stuff? Are you getting it out of your brain? Is that helpful, or what's going on there? Are you just keeping it all in and working on it out of your brain, or you got a to-do list?
I mean, I have bullet lists of things that need to get done, but as far as you know, working, like right now, I know what I have to do today and I'll just do it. And later on tonight, or maybe even tomorrow morning, I'll go back over my list and cross stuff off, you know, that I had accomplished.
Okay, gotcha. Now, are you doing, I know you are, you know, I don't know if you are now because you're busy, you know, getting ready to launch all these books, man. This is so sick. But are you still helping people with podcasting? Is that a part of your business plan or have you just doing it for yourself now?
That's more of a hobby, you know, because as you know, I told you that I used to have a show called From Podcast to Vodcast where I helped people level up their show. And, you know, like I like doing that. But at the same time, I wanted to help people level up, but I wanted to level up my show at the same time. So so I stopped doing that podcast. But I didn't stop with trying to connect to people and trying to help them. Like, I'll help anybody I can. If I connect with you on social media and you put a question out there, or even if you know, directed towards me, you know, I will help you. I'll do a live stream with you. I'll get on with you and I will help you any way I can.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I know that to be true. I see you in a lot of podcasting communities, giving information and helping people and all that kind of stuff. So that's a lot of fun, man. I appreciate your story. First of all, I appreciate you, you know, tell us all the stuff that you do and how you stay organized. Cause you're probably one of the most diverse creators I know that does stuff professionally, both as like podcasting and live streaming, and also, you know, being an artist for yourself, for your own company, and doing all the management and, you know, CEO work that you're doing. But then you're also doing some work for other people. Like, you're taking on commissions projects and stuff like that as well. Is that what it's called in the art world?
Yeah, I take on painting commissions all the time. You know, I'm doing one now. You know, some guy wanted me to paint him as a Klingon from Star Trek. So
okay, that's pretty cool. That's pretty funny. Yeah, man, that's pretty fun. I might have to call you up. I might have to have something done for Creating Daily. I had a guy who reached out to me. He's like, yeah, man, I want to do something for you, you know, whatever, like a live stream logo. But, you know, he sent it back to me and it was the traditional like gamer style, like crossed arms, like mean face. And I'm like, yeah, I don't know, man, that's probably not gonna work. So anyway, well,
it's all about branding, you know, like,
yeah, right.
I know a little about that, so.
Oh, dude, I like literally put this whole show together in about 3 hours one night. I'm like, you know what? I think I'm going to do something different. And it was really, there was no, you know, real action plan to it. It was just like, I'm just going to do it. And so probably needs a lot of work on the branding side and all that kind of stuff. But
I love it. I love the tape with the Creating Daily on it. It's great. Great.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks, Canva, for all those elements. I just threw them on top of each other and went with it. Yeah. Dude, so what are some of your favorite, I'll ask you some of this stuff because I think it's kind of interesting. What are some of your favorite creator tools that you're using? And once again, I'm giving you the option or both for, you know, artist or podcaster, vodcaster, whichever one you want.
Okay. Actually one that serves both of them is Photoshop. I use Photoshop daily. Exclusively most of the time. I pay for the subscription, which it works out for me because, you know, again, I'm using it every day. I'm creating graphics all the time for whether it be social media or for comic books or for podcasting. You know, so Photoshop is definitely one of them. I honestly, I'm sorry to say, I don't really use Canva that much.
Oh, yeah. Right. I mean, I've used Photoshop, I don't know, man, forever, it seems like. Yeah. Probably since I was like 18 or something. I'll be 36 this year, so a really long time. Mm-hmm. And then I was like creating all these carousels for Instagram and at one point, and I was like, man, I am working really hard. And then someone's like, dude, why don't you try Canva? And I'm like, oh yeah, I'm just taking cheesy pictures of myself, putting them on a template, you know, basically. And it's like, okay, I'm done. So yeah, I guess it's all use case based too. It's like, you know, some people that are doing graphics, it's like, if you're not trying to produce, I think for you, man, you're probably customizing all of these elements for yourself, for your clients or whoever. So I think that's a big difference in Canva. It's like, you don't have all those options over in Canva. It's just kind of, it's kind of like collaging, I would call it. I wouldn't call it designing. I would call it collaging.
collage. and you know what? If you don't have the money to pay for Photoshop, there's a free option called Photopea.
Photopea.
Just like Photoshop. Yeah.
Okay. Interesting. Yeah. My wife pays for the whatever the suite is or whatever.
The Adobe suite. Yeah.
Yeah. I think she gets, how many, you get a few computers on that, right? Two, three, something like that.
I think I just got the one license. Yeah. For this one computer.
Oh, gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah. Somehow my wife, I think she got two. I can't remember whatever we did. Who knows? But anyway, enough of that. Well, John, man, is there anything that I think you gave us some really good action tips, really good stuff to think about if we are multi-hyphen creators, you know, make your to-do list, block your time, really focus 100% when you're trying to work on something. Is there anything else that you would like to drop on us to say, hey, here's a best practice that you found throughout your career?
Do your research. Especially with podcasting. When I first started, I wanted to sound awesome. I wanted to sound amazing. I was seeing a lot of people talk about how you can just record your podcast on your cell phone. You could just, you know, buy this mic that, you know, listens to the whole room. And I didn't want that. You know, I wanted the best for my show. If you're going to do something, do it 100%. Go big or go home, you know? So you want to start a podcast. I'm not saying spend $500, $600 on a microphone. I'm saying you can get a decent, good microphone for $150, $200.
Yeah.
You know, and just connect it right into your computer. It's better than a cell phone. You know.
Yeah, man.
Go big or go home, Billy.
go big. Go buy a Rodecaster and an SM7B. Don't be a loser. Yeah. No, I'm just kidding. Don't be a loser. You're gonna be a podcaster.
I mean, you will
get
there. You know, I did. Yeah. You know, I built up. I slowly built up my stuff. You know, and that's how it works.
Yeah, man. Well, dude, I would tell people this all the time. Like, I started this live stream fishing show, probably similar to you, about three years ago, and I literally borrowed gear. I borrowed stuff from my neighbor. I borrowed stuff from like three people, cameras, all kinds of crap. I just was like, hey, can I use that for a couple weeks until I figure this out? And then once I did, then I'd buy a piece of gear. And, you know, whatever, I buy another piece of gear, and then I just kept reinvesting. And so, it's not overnight, that's for sure. It's just like anything else. It's like you didn't wake up just drawing like a professional. I mean, you spent hours doing it, you know. Well, maybe you did, right?
No, you, and see, all right, like this bugs me that when people say they can't draw, okay, because I believe anybody can draw. Anybody.
Okay, you know what? I've agreed with you all this time, John, until right now, because actually, you know what? I haven't even tried, but I don't even know. You know, I thought at one point, I'm like, man, I think I really want to draw stuff because I have some thoughts in my brain. I'm like, if I could just put this on paper, not even to make money off of it, just to get it out of my head, you know, so maybe I should work on that. Maybe that's a challenge.
Anybody can draw. What's the saying? If you do something for 10,000 hours, you're a professional or something like that.
Yeah, that was from somebody who didn't have kids. You know?
Right.
That person is delusional and with no kids. That's their problem. I'm just messing. Oh, man. Well, John, man, I really appreciate you, brother. I think you're doing some amazing things in the creator community and serving people. And I love that you launched your comic book. There's some people over on Guild. I'm gonna try to do this. I'm going to try to bring this in, and maybe I got this correct. No, you're not in there. Hold on. I'm going to get you in there, though. Oh, here we go. There we go.
Hey.
Now we're cooking with oil. So, here's Melanie. I think she was actually asking the question of, is this like an online publication or digital, which you answered. So what's up, Melanie? We're seeing.
Hey, Melanie. This is both. Okay. The comic book company that we created is both online and hard copy versions. We just got the physical copies yesterday. So you can head on over to Legacy Comics, comix.com.
All right, dude. And you're going to send me that link. I'm going to put it in the show notes and all the other ways to follow you. So that's going to be a good time, man. Well, dude, I really appreciate what you're doing. And if anybody wants to, they can come over there. Where is the best place to connect on your face? I know you got a Facebook group you're building called VOD Squad, right?
Yes.
And so people can come over there and hang out if they want to hang out with you.
Yeah, head on over to the VOD Squad. It's a private group, so you know I will get notified that you guys want to join. I will accept you all in. But you can also get in touch with me through the links that are in the show notes down below. Billy's got awesome, the ZMAP man. Link.
Yeah, and if you buy him a coffee, that's more likely you'll get accepted to to the
Light
group.
Light and sweet, please. Light and awesome. Sweet.
Well, John, man, I really appreciate you, man, and I'm sure, you know, we're going to have you back on and talk about some other fun stuff. And so anyway, I'll tell you offline about something I saw today that you'll get a kick out of. But anyhow, I'll get distracted. So I appreciate you, brother. Thanks so much, man.
Thanks, Billy.
All right, man. Thank you. All right. That is it for Creating Daily today, May 3rd. Tomorrow is May 4th. May the 4th be with you, which I don't know anything about. But I do know we are doing a creator roundtable tomorrow. So if you are a creative, a creator, a podcaster, really probably a podcaster, live streamer, we're going to be talking about shows, segments of shows, formats of shows. I am actually brainstorming some different segments for this show, so that's kind of my motivation, a little bit of selfish motivation there, but I'm really curious, you know, is it important? Are segments important? You know, what types of segments have you seen that you really like? So if you want to be a part of that creator roundtable, all you have to do is join me. I'm going to be live on Clubhouse. I'm going to be live all these places you're probably watching right now, also live on Guild. So the three places you can actually get in touch is like Bullhorn, Guild, or Clubhouse. I think I might have those audio things worked out tomorrow. We'll see. But anyway, or if you actually want to be on video, you can send me a message. I can send you a link and we can connect and I'll actually bring you on the show with me and we can do the round table that way. So if you want to be a part of that, let me know. But it's going to be happening tomorrow at 2 p.m. Eastern, 1 p.m. Central. And so make sure if you want to be on, you send me a message, I'll send you a link, save your spot. I can only bring so many people on at one time. And then and we can bring in as many people we want on Guild. So you can go check that out as well. And all those links are at creatingdaily.live/watch. And you can see all those links there where you can watch the show. And once again, be sure to subscribe. So that is it. And we'll talk to you guys later. Have a great day. And thank you so much for checking out the show. I'm going to find the button. See ya.